Here's a thought I'll title, Amazingly Handheld. When I started off in photography and was trying to master the mysteries of shutter speed, one of the classic pieces of advice that I received from my photography teacher was to use a tripod if the shutter speed was slower than 1 over the focal length of the lens. So if I was using a 50 millimeter lens, I could be okay handheld a 50th of a second or faster, but if it was slower than a 50th of a second, then I really should use a tripod. And that's a rule of thumb that I found reasonably accurate. If I really wanted tack sharp pictures, I usually increased that shutter speed by a stop. So if I was using a 50 millimeter lens, instead of shooting at a 50th of a second, I would shoot at a 1/25th of a second. That really ensured that I would have sharp pictures handheld, at least sharp enough for what lenses I had in those days. And that rule of thumb, I find, is still pretty universally used today. Lots of photographers use the 1/1 focal length rule of thumb. But then, with the introduction of digital cameras, we now have in-body image stabilization, and in the lens, optical image stabilization, and in my Panasonic cameras, the two work together to give you some extraordinary stabilization. They claim 5-6 stops, something like that. Well, the other day I was inside an old abandoned church. I did not have my tripod with me. There was a dark corner that had a piano I wanted to photograph, and it was going to require, in order to get the depth of field I needed with the f-stop I wanted to use, it was going to require a 1-second exposure. And this is where a bit of statistics come into play that I think are quite useful. Trying to do a 1-second handheld exposure is pretty dicey. Your chances of success are pretty slim. 1 second is a long time to handle a camera photographically still so that you can end up with a sharp picture. But this is where, again, the statistics come in. Let's say, just to create an example we can all do in our head, let's say that using a 1-second exposure would only work 10% of the time, that the other 90% of the time there would be some visible movement in the camera. Well, if you take 1 1-second exposure, your chances of success are 1 in 10. But if you take 10 1-second exposures, the chances increase dramatically that you might get one that's sharp. If you do 20 exposures, the statistics go even further in your favor, that you might get one of those to be sharp. And how many of those do we need to be sharp? Of course, the answer is we need one. So the technique that I now use is whenever I'm using a longish shutter speed, and I'm not just talking about a second, I'm talking about even an 1/8 of a second or 1/4 of a second or 1/15th of a second, rather than just take one picture and hope it was handheld with enough stability to make a sharp photograph. Instead, what I do is put the camera on motor drive. Okay, footnote. I know it's difficult to teach an old dog new tricks, but we can always try. I didn't use motor drive because there isn't a motor. I used burst mode. So when I say motor drive, and you don't know what it is, those of you who are new photographers, just think back to the old days where our cameras had gears. And motor drive might make sense. But here, I definitely should have used the correct term, burst mode. And take 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 shots. I don't really care how many shots I have to throw away, because it's only the one good one that I'm interested in keeping. So in this case, I knew I was going to have a 1-second exposure. And the odds of that being sharp as a tack and usable as a photograph are pretty slim. So I set the camera on motor drive, composed the image, pressed and held down the shutter so that it would take, I think I ended up taking about 25 images. Now at that point, I have no idea if I have a good sharp image or not, but I know my odds, my statistical chances are that I have some that are sharper than others. The question is, do I have one that's perfectly sharp enough to make a sizable print? I didn't know until I got back, loaded up all the images in the computer, and was amazed to find two images that were both sharp, sharp as a tack, sharp as I could possibly imagine. And all the other exposures, I just deleted. I don't need them. The fact that they didn't work, the fact that they were slightly blurred from camera movement, is inconsequential. All I cared about was the one that succeeded. And a one-second handheld exposure would have been perfectly unbelievable in my youth, where we were using the one over the focal length rule. By the way, the focal length I was using was 200 millimeters, which means I should have been shooting this, according to the old rule of thumb, at least 1/200th of a second. But instead, I was using 1 second with a stopped down aperture for depth of field. That gave me 8 stops of improvement. 200th to, I'll round everything up, 125th, 60th, 30th, 15th, 8th, quarter, half, 1 second. 8 stops of improvement by using a combination of modern camera image stabilization and a judicious application of statistical odds by making enough exposures that I increased the odds that at least one of them ended up being sharp. Just amazing. A 1 second handheld picture. How many times have you heard me say, this is the greatest time in the history of photography to be a photographer? This is just one tiny example of why I still insist that that's true.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.